Good. Feeling better.
Hip. Feet.
Hip.
Jim, your hip banging around a little bit on Sunday?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm feeling all right. Practice today.
As far as this game, do you consider it a must-win?
I consider World War II a must-win, which is fitting because this is Veterans Day. As a grandson of a veteran of World War II, I want to salute all the troops, any of them watching right now. Thank you for everything you do. And on that note, it is an important game for us. I don't use the words must-win, but it's an important game for us. We're 4-4. We know what's in front of us, and we need to win.
As far as what happened on Sunday, did you think that Coach afterwards said that he thought he'd work you guys too hard? Do you agree with that assessment?
No, I think we got to look inside ourselves and assess if we're playing and preparing the way we should be. I think Coach has a good schedule. He's had a good schedule the entire year. This is a full-time job. He takes care of our bodies in the off-season, gives us time off. We come in, we work hard. We've been at this since March 16th. It's got to mean more to the guys that they're not complacent, not okay with a loss to a team that we feel, you know, is not on the same level as us.
Do you feel like you have the sense of urgency that you needed?
What?
You feel like you have a sense of urgency that this team needs right
Unfortunately,
now?
I feel like we do now. But it's tough because you don't ever want to lose to get that sense of urgency, but that's sometimes how it works.
Are you guys at
4-4? No, I don't know.
Optimistic 4-4?
I think we're an urgent 4-4. We realize the urgency associated with the last 8 games. We got a good stretch right here. We got 2 home games and a Thanksgiving game, 3 games in 12 days, and it's an important time for our football team.
Aaron, how disappointed is it for you and your offense that you're leading the league in sacks with 57?
Yeah, that's disappointing, very disappointing. But it's disappointing we got to talk about it continually, but that's because we have an issue.
And what's your issue?
Giving up sacks, taking sacks.
How much of it is your offensive line and how much you think is maybe holding on a little bit? I mean, is it like a...
Probably 53.6%. No, I mean, it's hard, you know, I'm trying to make light on the issue because it is a very frustrating deal for all of us, and we're all to blame. I think you don't want to point fingers at any one person. I think you got to point the finger at yourself first. So there's been times where I probably held on a little too long, and there's been times where we've had bad communication and times where we've had you know, losing situation in a one-on-one matchup. So we got to clean up all three of those deals.
Has schemes and play calling been altered to compensate over the last few weeks at all, Aaron?
You know what? It has to some point, but we're professionals, Mark. We got to be held to a standard of expectation from each other. Coaches expect the guys to play well when they get the opportunity. We expect each other to play well. We got to win those battles. We got to do better. You can't. You know, I think it's a good thing that the coach stands up and often takes the blame, but I think probably too much blame he's taking at times because coaches can only do so much. They lay out the game plan, they get us prepared every week, and it's on us to execute that game plan, and we haven't done a good enough job at that.
Aaron, the comeback from last week's game, why were they so successful in keeping you guys out of the end zone? It was late in the game. I think they probably got the touchdown.
Yeah, you know, they schemed us pretty good, I think, but we missed a couple blitz pickups, and then one time I held onto the ball a little long, going north end zone. They got a good scheme, obviously. They made some plays. We didn't make any plays. You know, I think we had a couple opportunities to make plays, and they had a couple sacks in the red zone, I think.
They look a lot different this year.
Different? Similar scheme. Similar personnel. Skandrick is playing more, where they had Henry and Pac-Man last year. We played them. Newman's playing a little bit more outside. They're a very talented group. You know, they don't have Greg Ellis anymore. They got Anthony Spencer. Jay Ratliff is an improved player. So they're a very talented defense.
You feel the guys in this locker room looking to you to see what kind of tone you are going to be able to see the strength and challenges?
I hope so. I hope, you know, they know the amount of time I spend in here on Monday and Tuesday, and they know I was out there practicing today, so I hope that means something to them, and they see the urgency they hear it in my voice and see it in my actions, and as one of the leaders of the football team, you know, you got to first lead by example, but I think the stuff you say to the guys and the way you prepare, I think should speak speak to the situation as well.
Are you a call guys out kind of leader if it calls for that or not?
I think at some points it's necessary. Definitely.
Have you done that yet?
We had a good meeting on Monday. You know, we really haven't done anything off the field together, but I see him every year in Tahoe at the golf tournament, and always been friendly with him, always been a fan of his. I like the way he plays. He's able to extend plays and has great pocket presence, and he's very accurate. He's a good quarterback. I mean, I've got most amount of respect for him, and I think he's done it the right way. I feel for him at times with the scrutiny on his personal life, you know, but I think he's a very good player. Not like that.
Yeah, I know. But talk about that. I mean, is there more maybe different kind of pressure on him because he's on Us Weekly and People Magazine and all that other kind of stuff? I mean, basically,
honestly, I don't think so. I don't think he worries about that too much. Last year, we played in an event in Tahoe, and when he was still dating Jessica, and the fans kind of razzed him a little bit, and even the guy who introduced him kind of razzed him a little bit about him, but it didn't faze him at all. I mean, he still shot like 73. I mean, that's just golf, but in just talking to him throughout the round, you know, I was impressed by his ability to separate personal life and his professional life.
One more question for Aaron, please.
Do you think as many games as there are left, is the season kind of in balance here in the next week or two?
It's an important 2 weeks. I mean, we've got two home games. You gotta own your home field advantage. Anything can happen, though. I mean, I remember, you know, Detroit was 3-6 back in 1990, circa 94, and won their last seven and made the playoffs. So, I mean, anything can happen in this league, but you got to make the most of the opportunities. We have two good opportunities back-to-back, starting with Dallas this week at home.